Hi, everyone, says Simon with another very infrequent audio boo. We have two things to tell you about today. The first one is rather geeky and nerdy, and it's about my audio equipment. So I've just got myself a pop screen and a gooseneck to fit on the mic stand so that I can put my mic anywhere it needs to go and so that I can get rid of pops and clicks. Pops and sort of F noises and stuff like that. They call them plosives, apparently. And I've also got myself a nice little Behringer mixer, which is a Zenix 5 input mixer by Behringer. Pretty nice piece of kit, at least I think so. It makes even this really quite cheap microphone that I have sound fairly good. At least I think so. I haven't quite got to grips with it yet, so if there are any bad things, TM, about this audio boo, then blame it on that. I'm still getting used to the mixer, honest. It's, you know, not my fault. Yeah, so there, that's the nerdy, geeky stuff out of the way. So hopefully it sounds at least half decent. And the other thing I wanted to tell you about, if my cat will let me, I'm sure you can hear her because this mic's quite powerful. Yes, all right, dear. It was on the way home tonight, the heavens opened. I mean, it absolutely poured it down, we'll put it that way. Without being too graphic. And there was a sign on the motorway that said, what did it say? Oh, yeah. Poor driving conditions. I'm no kidding. You know, there's like this wave coming over the barrier from the other side of the motorway. There's so much water. It's like driving through a river. There's water like lying inches deep on the on the road. The windscreen wipers are going 10 to the dozen, and some poor sod has had to get out of his van with a sign and put this completely obvious sign on the side of the motorway to say poor driving conditions. I mean, I'm sure when he was given the job of doing such a thing that he must have said to his boss, I think they know. But I guess he had to do it anyway. So if you're out there and if you're listening to this, which I sincerely doubt, but if you are, you poor bugger, is all I can say. I'm speechless. Well, obviously I'm not, because I've just been babbling about it for however many minutes. But it's quite... quite something. So yes, that kind of amused me and appalled me at the same time. Yeah, poor driving conditions. As the gentleman who drove us home said, no shit, Sherlock. Bye-bye.